captain of New Orleans' first team in this evening. Like I told you last week, we had Begrivier and Valtevrede. This week we have New Orleans. I couldn't get Kai in, unfortunately. And next week we have Polis and NP's captains in. So it's derby orientated, the show this week. So there's not a lot I'm going to talk about, but he is no stranger to my studio. He's once again back, this time with a new captain, Ashik Adams. He captains the first team this year for the derby. And I want to know, I'm going to pick their brains a little bit, about what was going on in preparation for the derby. Good evening, Ashik. Welcome.
Good evening, Taylor.
Good evening, Butch. How's it going?
It's fine, thank you, Taylor.
And you must listen to my show. I know you're a big fan.
Ja, nee, ik luister het is zo gereeld. Ik moest net voor Kapau vanavond.
Yo, Kapau, what are they? Miss you, they want you. He's working, unfortunately, you know. I think we must know more
belangrijk.
I understand. But I want to get into it. Ashik, first question goes to you. How has captaining the first team so far for the season been?
It's honestly been an unbelievable experience. Initially it was hard to get along. It was a shock.
Mm.
Initially it was a shock because you know there are these players that are, even though you guys are the same age, they stand as role models to you, regardless of age wise. But it's been enjoyable. Captaining this team has taken me and the team onto new heights. It's made it easy for us as a team to cope because I listen to them and I try to speak on behalf of them when it's easy or not. And they've really helped me. I wouldn't say I have myself bettered as a captain. I'd say that they helped me.
I see on the sidelines, yeah, Skridi Mavia. Jelle play still Ashik Prat now. Ashik Prat. I've seen this and your team does actually listen to you when you guys are doing the scrum and things. It's very good to see. And that goes to my question. When this team first came to you, into your arms, how was conditioning them for the derby? What was preparation like for them?
Yeah, Taylor, it was very makkelijk. Ik en coach Brendan, of like say Brendan is hoofdouder, Abram, soos hom ken by Joel. Ons beplan altijd lekker vroeg met die seens, en dan werk ons daar vanaf. So ons het hier ja lekker hard gewerkt met hulle. Ons het laatst ons oefenkamp afgesluit, zaterdag. Voor die derby's preparation goed gegaan, goed gewerk. So ek hoop die Nosti supporters kom saterdag in numbers op naar die veld toe.
Ashik, how long? Is this your first time captaining the first team? Is it your second time? How? And did you know, this is a question I like to ask, did you know that they were going to make you captain, or was it like a key eeny meeny manual, your captain? How was it?
Like I said earlier, it came around as a shock. And it's my first time, yeah, it's my first time captaining the first team. I've always liked leadership roles. I always found it fun, entertaining, because people told me that, you know, I have leadership qualities in me, which I didn't believe at first, but apparently everyone's seeing it. I still to today disagree with them. In any case, it came as much as a shock, because the captain of last year was there. He told me that it's going to be my year being that, but we have so many of these players that know how to captain their teams, that know how, that have good leadership qualities as well. So, along with working with them, they have bettered me. So it was a shock initially, but I feel like I've lived up to the task.
Which the question goes to you: the season so far, how do you feel the team has progressed? Are they derby ready? Do they look like a strong team? I know you shouldn't compare last year's team to this year's team, but how has the team been for you? Is it a winning team?
Ja, ons sal ek sê, ons is regtig derby ready. Jy weet mos, New Orleans, alle dag op, as het derby tyd is. So die manne is reg, hard gewerk aan die sessies, ons werkskaf, doen die kleine goeie skafers nog, ons net bedekte sien, ons het geen ernstige besterings gehad hierdie jaarie. So ons is definitief reg vir die 12 augustus, 4 uur die middag.
Also knop. When you were picking Ashik for a captain, were you certain when you were looking at the team that it was going to be him, or was there, you know, potentials as well, but as you were, you know, practicing and doing the practices and games, did he stand out the most to you?
Ja, kijk, Ashik speel ons die tweede jaar in die eerste span. Hy is hier jaar die eerste jaar kaptein. Maar soos ek sê, Brendan Bijol Abrams en meneer Henkie Green, minister Abrams Godfrey, ons sit en dan gesels ons lekker degelijk, wie is die kandidaat en wie is die kaptein. So ons doen een lekker dig en self proces voor sy kaptein aanstel. So Ashik leid die span met waarde en soos hy sê, die manne wat saam met die span speel, as ook goeie rolmodelle, manne wat luister, manne wat inkoop by die recept, en wat die recept wil uitvoel, dat die koek reggebakken word vir die derby, 5:45 saterdag aan.
I'll ask you, this is a question that I have for you. The season so far, has it been good to you? Have you enjoyed that? It's your last, obviously, on high school, it's your last derby. But has the season been good for you to know and say that, okay, come derby time, we are ready?
We've been through so much. It's really... A coach says there's no major injuries, which is true, but we've had our minor knees here and there, players that couldn't turn up for us because they were hurt, but we've crafted, we've worked together, we've pulled, because coaches say gewoonlik, ons moet trek. Yeah, it's been arduous, really. We've tried our best to do what we could, and I love my team so much, and I really think we pulled through as a team. We worked hard at it. The games, our league games, we dominated, we performed. At times we weren't at our best, but we still got the job done. Our friendlies, we tried our best. It was really been a tough season, but I feel like going to the 12th of August, we are going to show them why we think we are the best team in Paul.
What is your hopes and your expectations for the derby that's coming this Saturday? What is your expectations that you've set for yourself and your team? What is the vibes like going into the derby?
It's more confidence than it is really expectation.
Yeah.
We know that we've worked for. We know how hard we've worked for it. And hopefully we are just able to go out and perform to that level, to the level we know we can perform. There's been games where we know we can beat ourselves at, but there are also games where we know that we have performed to a certain degree and we set a standard for ourselves. So I believe going to the 12th of August, feelings around this is anxiousness, there's, you know, excitement and everything. I just hope that at the end of the day, my team we can enjoy ourselves and play proper rugby that we know we can play.
Lastly, a question. It's a question I ask all my guests. I said on the air all the time, but you've mentioned earlier, you said that in your team there's role models to you and you're a role model to them. But besides your team, you have somebody looks up to you outside in your community, in your household. Do you have motivation? Wait, actually, before I get into that, I just had a question now. Is there plans to go pro?
Plans to go pro? I hope. I'd always hope that things would turn out that way for me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not my biggest aspiration, but if things turn out well for me and I can go that route and I see success in it, and then I really hope that's the way to go.
It's actually pretty humid in here. I think it's fogging up my brain because I've got more questions. I actually have more questions. I mentioned this before we went on air, but Boys and Gums Derby, we must watch it. We know about it. Kapow and I have a saying on the radio, on the show. Skola rugby drive apparel, and we turn with it because I say, amal kan rugby speel, maar amal kan nie goeie rugby speel nie. And you are proof as a captain. Okay, gevaarlik, you met the ball. But I want to know from you, Butch, what was your takeaway from the game? And also, this I also wanted to know, when you watch international games as well, do you insert that into your team as well?
Ja, die seuns het baie ander standaarde as gym en boys. Dis net so lekker maak om in die seuns te werk. Ek dink ons almal het my aspirasie om eendag groot rugby te speel in Poland klere of hippie klere of Springbok te raak. Maar soos ek kan sê, om in die seuns te werk is 'n voorreg, want soos die man altyd by die skool sê, dit gaan net nie oor die eerste span nie, dit gaan oor 14, 15 en 16. En die rugby gemeenskap in die Orleans is regtig gesond. As jy kan games kyk teen Kalmo waar ons wegspeel, die mannetjies wat sing op die stand vir die eerste span, is man wat sing vir hulle, so die gees is daar. En so ons gaan hierdie jaar regtig alles insit, dat ons 5 in 'n ry vir KNDR kan huis toe druk.
So,
ander level, ja.
And boys and girls, was it what you expected? Was it the retribution? Was it, you know, comeback?
Ja, ons het die wedstrijd gekyk en dit was interessant wat ons geleer het by Gimse manne. Hulle het baie boys' backs toegemaak van die Scott Niel en die jongs en die Mars wat in die gang wil kom, het in die gang gekom en om 20-0 voor te loop en terug te kom 20-17 dit wil gedoen wie, so dit was een rarige verplank wester, eerste helft en tweede helft, maar het was een skoulike wester om te gekyk het, ja.
To you, Ashok, what did you think of the game?
It was exciting. First off, I told me and my friends and my team, we spoke like a week before and at the strafkamp. We spoke
strafkamp.
Saturday we had it's an annual thing. New Orleans, every year New Orleans has a camp that we go to a week before the derby. So it's basically the whole year's training in one day. So your beam is alarm, your arms is alarm, a snit. But this year it was done on Boise. I can't really remember what, it was the same last year. But to leg pop in the bit in the game, okay? No, really, Gym, I wanted Gym to win. I told them in the week Gym would win because throughout the year, Gym were the better team in the league. They really were the better team. And the only reason I don't support Gym as much, I do obviously, but the only reason is the colors. Oh, I'm not really a fan of the colors. I think that's what it is. But they were the better team on the day. To be 20-0 up with a performance from the captain, Kyle Steyn, really, sure. Honestly and truly, a man of the match performance from him. He was really a wonderful player. Mm-hmm. And I look to go out on Saturday and hopefully produce the same performance as him. Oh, we played different positions, but you know, it comes down to the same basis. I hope to have a true captain's performance just like him. And you know, it's just aspirations for the 12th of August.
Mm. Okay, that brings me to my last question. Mm. The one that I halted myself in. Motivational words to anybody that's listening. One day somebody wants to be in your shoes, your brother, your cousin, doesn't matter. Somebody wants to stand in your shoes as well. And those words of encouragement, it pushes them to sit in your shoes one day. And what are those?
It's not, I wouldn't say it's a quote to anything, but it's like a piece of my life. When I came to New Orleans under 14, I was a B team player.
Mm.
I played B team under 14, and all of the guys, or most of the guys that played under 14A, didn't play first team rugby with me last year. Mm-hmm. I was one of the only guys that played first team rugby my first year in grade 11. And I really took that I tell my brother constantly that it doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you end off things.
Mm.
So what you do, the hard work you put in and the time you put in will eventually, you will eventually reap what you sow. Mm. So to any young kid out there that's pressed or that's upset about playing B team or not performing to your highest level, there's always later. Mm. There's always the next time. So good luck.
Week as week. I do this thing, this quote, right, that I interviewed JC Mars and Scott Dell, right, and they say, and Hakim Kunin, and I say, they say the same thing because their coach drills it in them. It's like, hard work beats talent if talent doesn't beat hard work.
Yeah.
And I say a lot of week as week. And week as week. But it's important that you know where you come from and how you end it. And I want to say, I always like to wish everybody the best. Mm. Good luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
I do come from New Orleans, despite the jacket that I have on here at the moment. I do come from New Orleans, and I, you know, bang fast achter julle, and I wish you nothing but the best. To you, Butch, can you just send through details quickly? Tell us what is, you know, wie speel, wanneer speel, hoe speel.
Ja, die rugbywedstrijde gaan woensdag plaatsvind op Forestraat.
Mm-hmm.
Van die ochend af. Ek weet nou nie met die nieuwe taxi geweld, is nou meer een loodtrijd, is anders of die wedstrijde nog voortgaan, maar dit sal hulle communikeer.
Mm-hmm.
En saterdag maak ons recht voor die grote, die 12 augustus. En ek weet in die week is netbal donderdag, by Boulogvelde as ek recht is, so is een propvol week. Ons hoop en vertrouw nie dat die strijkere kan inkijk, dat die seens hulle kan geniet en die dochters, om hulle volle sporting en beoefend en hulle volle potentieel.
Good luck to your team, Butch. I hope Ashik leads you to victory.
Baie dank.